Blog Talk Radio.
This program dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In this great, big, beautiful country of ours, America, supposedly the greatest country in the world, there isn't one town in the whole country, not one town, that is completely accessible or made for everyone. Not a one. And that's a big reason why there's a lot of prejudice against the disabled. Might even be a reason why there's a lot of hatred against us. People, the 61 million of us who are disabled, are not equal. Because what is the message that goes out? Because there isn't one town. Every town should be, but there isn't even one that's accessible, completely accessible for all. So tonight, we reach out not only to this country, but to the world, and try to find someone who will take up the challenge of making one town completely accessible to be used as an example. Now, forget about the Americans with Disability Act, because that's not going to do it. That's not going to make one town completely accessible. It's been around for what? Over 30 years now, and it hasn't done it. So obviously, that's not one of its goals. As I was asked today by the local news, what are some of the goals of InnerSight? The first thing I mentioned was to have enforcement of the Americans with Disabilities Act. There's no enforcement. There's no money behind it. There's no power behind it. And so you have a law, if you want to call it a law, I don't believe it's a law, that has no merit, no power, no enforcement powers. And I mean enforcement on the spot, not 5 or 10 years later in a court where the whole thing is lost and you've only worked on one situation. And the discrimination goes on and on and on because of that. So where will there be a town? Who will take up the challenge of making one town in this country completely accessible? Look what it would do. It would set the example for all. It would send out a message that everyone should be equal and have the same opportunity. Now, we tried to do it here locally some years back in Islip, New York. We're the only agency that I know of that has ever tried to do it. And we got no support from the other agencies. Now, there's part of the answer why it isn't being done. No support. You know, we got a letter wishing us luck. What's the tone of that, wishing us luck? You know, in other words, good luck, you'll never do it. They didn't help us. They didn't want to help us. And it's almost as if they got a thrill out of putting it down and saying that it'll never be done. I mean, why would you send a letter like that, wishing the people luck and doing nothing to help it? They didn't even send a donation. we started to raise the money. We raised $500. And we wanted the town to get behind it. And when they got those letters from the agencies, they dropped the whole thing. So it shows you what we say is true. They don't listen to the disabled. They listen to the agencies. There's a big difference. Big difference. Because these agencies are set up to make us fail. They really are. And they're only out for themselves. And when we come back, we'll tell you some more of the benefits that we believe that would be derived out of one town being completely accessible and welcoming everybody as equal. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the Keita Rescue. Adopt the Nikita, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we thank all who work for the Akita Rescue, all of our friends down there in South Jersey. All right, Inner Sight, my buddy at Kennedy Realty, a supporter of Inner Sight. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. 631-888-1186. And I want to thank the Islip Bulletin for going ahead with the article. Did an interview today. And they're going to do their research and get back to us early next week. Get an idea when that story will come out. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. You want to make a donation? Go to innersight.info. And you can put it in that way. You believe in freedom and equality. Help us continue to spread the word that we don't have it. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some who have passed, millions of children still with us, honor them, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminds you. Let's see, some of our friends of the past, Good Mojo Printers, Touro Law Center, Islip Cleaners here local, Sunset Restaurant, Picaro's Italian Tavern, just to mention a few. And our new friend who's with us, Pamela Raymond, the former soap opera queen. So we look forward to working with her. Inner Sight. And you need dog food, cat food, medical. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the organization. Call Gary, 631-484-3085. I want to thank Danny at the Long Island Coalition for helping us with the news release, a buddy of ours, and my good friend Mark Harrington at Newsday for taking the time to help us whenever we call him. We greatly appreciate that. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, talking tonight about trying to find one town that would make themselves completely accessible for all and make everyone equal in that town. And the great benefits that they would derive from that, from being equal. First of all, the publicity that would come out of it, to be able to put out a news release that our town is completely accessible for all. Every store, every building, every house. And you're not going to get this done through any law. Forget about the law. This has to be done on a volunteer basis to change the law. That would be the purpose. Enforcement. Because I believe it would bring about enforcement if you had one town that was for all. And what a celebration that would be. You know, to get, we could fill the town up with disabled people and send out a message that every town should be like this. Every village, every town should present opportunity to everyone to be equal. And the benefits from people who will be able to get jobs easily, you know, who are disabled. And that would bring in money to the town. Valuable publicity. I'm sure a lot of the radio stations would pick up on it, especially in and around the town. So there's a lot to be said. And when I presented it to one of our illustrious members, Olga Murray, who is an attorney here in town, and the town clerk, she thought it was a great idea. You know, the big problem is finding a town that has the guts to take on the challenge. You know, you obviously would have to get the entire town board to vote on it, to approve it, and then build a campaign to fundraise and why you're doing it. You know, and you would have to show that the ADA, which is going to be celebrated next month, is not strong enough. It's not doing the job. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Here in this town, and you've heard me talk about it before, 4 years trying to get up a traffic light that everybody can read. There's a startling, a horrible example of how this ADA doesn't work. What good is it? And that's one example, and there are thousands of others. I was talking to the local paper today and telling them how a person denied the safety of a guide dog cannot look to the ADA for help. It doesn't do anything to protect you. It allows you to be taken advantage of. I mean, when an agency can raise 50 to 100 grand and deny the person the dog and keep the money, that's taking advantage of not only of us, of the people who donated the money. What about those people? Donated all that money to get the blind person a dog, and the agency says they're not worthy of the dog. Well, anybody can say anything. Can you prove it? Where's the proof?
That's true.
Get the witnesses. Get the proof.
Mm-hmm.
Get the veterinarians. You know, let's make them swear on the Bible that the person shouldn't have the safety. So the ADA has failed miserably.
Yes,
you can't look to that. You can't look to that law to make one town accessible. You've got to look beyond that. You've got to find people who care enough to say, hey, this has to change. You know, we want to improve this. We want to stand for something that's stronger in this country. We want people to look at this town and say, hey, this is America. We're taking the lead now in showing everyone how it should be for everyone. That's what you need. You need a town board that's going to stand up and unanimously vote to do this. And then go to work. Now, InnerSight would volunteer to be a part of this. I don't know about the other agencies, but I suspect that you could, and I hate to say this, that you could embarrass them enough to make them volunteer. If you had one town that unanimously voted to do this, and you put it out as a news release.
Can I say that's scary? That you have to embarrass them to do it.
Sure, you do.
You know, you shouldn't have to
embarrass people. That's the only way it's going
to
work.
I know. You shouldn't have to embarrass people to do the right thing. That's the sad part.
Well, of course. But you would turn that embarrassment into something very good.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And just think of all the agencies in that town.
Oh, yeah.
Who would help. Now, in the town itself, you know, if the town board votes to do this, the agencies in that town, I'll bet, would be happy to do it because it's going to bring them attention and money, you know, and notoriety that's never been had before. When we wanted to do this here in Islip, we had the promise at the time from Good Morning America that they would cover it.
Yeah.
That they would cover it as phases. You know, what's happening now? What's happening? Who put the Braille and raised print up here? Who put the lights up? You know, they were willing to follow the damn thing.
Right.
And then the agencies knocked it down.
Yeah. You know why?
They knocked it down because they don't want us to be equal.
That's right.
You have to find a town that wants people to be equal. That's the whole bottom line.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do personally whether you like somebody or you don't like them. It has to do with equality. And that's what the goal would be, to set that equality and to set the example. By the way, 213-816-1650 is our phone number. And we'd like to know your opinion. Do you think making one town entirely accessible would help the disabled? I mean, if yours truly had the money, I would put it up.
Yeah.
I'd make it happen. And there's a lot of people out there who do have the money.
Yeah.
That can help bring it about.
Yeah.
We appeal to them.
Yes,
do it as a business venture. You know, do it for a good publicity for your business. I mean, do it any which way you can, because it's a good thing, and it's going to help people. It's never been done before. So you know the media likes first time stories.
Yes, they do.
InnerSight around the world. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on, let me look. Okay. I just saw them, so that's why I'm saying. We have, let's see. We have one person. I believe it might be Regina. I'm not sure, but let's bring her in.
All right. They want to be there in the
queue.
Talking
not,
mode?
Now
or?
She's in the queue. Now she's in the queue. Yeah. Let me bring her in.
Hello, InnerSight.
1 second.
Hello.
Yeah,
yes,
I recognize your number. How you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I
heard
you
talking about some of the disability rights there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about tonight, we're talking about how we'd like to see one town in this country set the example and become totally accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
That's good, but where do you start that? How do you start that?
Oh, you start it by doing a show like this. Maybe somebody will hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, you mean like a delegate starting it in a town or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone listening who maybe the mayor of a town or someone's on a board. Or, you know, hey, I think that's a great idea. You know.
Yeah.
People need to rebuild now anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we should be doing it.
Sure.
You would think even more so after this pandemic.
Yeah. It would set the example for every other municipality in this country. You know, and people like to follow good things.
Definitely.
Yeah, of course.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want my town to be completely, you know, I want everybody to come to my town and have everything they need and be able to read everything and get into every place, you know?
Yeah, come to their meetings, come to their programs, what have you. Yeah.
And then what it could lead to, as I said earlier, enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. You could change that. You could amend it. You know, because you'd be showing that it could work.
Mm.
And that it should be amended.
Well,
that's
Canada,
an understatement. You
want, yeah, and
you
if
know,
you can, if you get the right people and want to do it.
Yeah. You need it.
Like I said before, you only need somebody like me and Frank were talking earlier, like with clout or something. It's not even just money that would put up the support, you know, for people with disabilities.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you'd have a great opportunity to raise the money.
Yeah.
So,
and that too.
What you're doing with it? You're gonna look at all the jobs you're gonna create.
Oh yeah.
You know, not only for the disabled, not only for the disabled, but for those who are making the place completely accessible.
Well, you should start with the town you're in, Sayville. Did you ever get that traffic light up or what? What's going on with that?
None.
What? I can't hear you.
Did you ever get
that traffic light put up in Sayville or wherever that is?
No. They never put it up.
And I have tons over here. I only have one put up. That was it.
And you talk to the town, Frank?
Town, state, feds? You name it.
Like me.
I even wrote a letter to Trump when he was in.
And what'd they say?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
No answer.
No.
That's outrageous.
I called I contacted my state senator, the new one that I voted for. You know, she didn't even call me back.
Really?
You know
I
why?
Voted for the
bit.
There's a lot of lackadaisy.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of lackadaisy. Like one time we had the lack of security, and now we got more security, thank God. But then if it's not that, it's something else they're lacking.
There's no enforcement. That's the That's what they're lacking.
That's what they're lacking.
There is no enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
like
why...
Like the security, and there was enforcement there, and they were still lacking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They just give
lackers.
You a little bit to make it sound like you're getting a lot. And that's
oh,
it.
Yeah, that they furnish mm-hmm. something with you, yeah.
Right, just a little. Let's see if it shuts their mouth. But that's not what's going to happen. Either they give what they should be doing is making it accessible to the worst person that needs it. And that would not, you know,
yeah.
that would
you
be gotta the right
have
thing
enforcement.
To do.
There's no
that's
enforcement.
Right.
There's enforcement for everybody but us.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Let me intervene. When I was in, when I lived in Hampton Bays, right before the 9/11, not to talk about 9/11, but it was before that, and we were out there, so-called boyfriend and myself, and we joined the handicap in the town of Southampton, and they needed, I think I told this on the show, they needed ramps put in and also larger doors for people with wheelchairs to get into restaurants.
Yes.
So that was the new zoning law for people with disabilities if restaurants were rebuilding or new, what have you. So
right.
They didn't have a problem with the code,
or,
and we had to go around checking the places that needed larger doors or ramps for wheelchair accessibility, right, because that's kind of the worst. And a lot of elderly people were in Hampton Bays. So we went around writing it down and brought it to Southampton. And obviously they were doing that in the newer restaurants, and then if they renovated, you know,
right.
they put in the new larger doors. I don't know if it was for the bathrooms or the entrance or what have you, and the ramps. So they do it, and it was two of us volunteering. I was legally blind. He was able.
How many places
driving
did
around
they do?
Well, I only know, like, of two. I mean, they might have done more. And we wrote down more.
Why did
but,
they
know,
Why did they stop there? Why didn't they do the whole damn town?
Why didn't they do the whole
that,
darn New York?
Then after that, well, after that was 9/11, so then there was other issues going on. But I think it was because, like, say, two restaurants were being new or renovated.
Right.
Yeah, but with 9/11, all other places were accessible for people. Why they use that?
Yeah.
They use every damn thing they can as an excuse when it comes to us. You ever notice that?
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Everything
is an excuse. 20 years
ago. It's 9/11. It's this. It's that. Everything. Absolutely everything.
It's true. Because this should have been over 20 years ago. They should have been doing this in all the zoning areas with ramps and larger doors.
Yeah.
They knew this for years. It's nothing new. But I guess they were starting something back in 2000 in Southampton for the newer places. I don't know exactly.
Right.
You know, it's a long time ago. But, like, for instance, like if one of the towns are opening, like you said, and making something accessibility by volunteer going around and saying, okay, they need this department or this restaurant needs this because now the restaurants are opening and everything. And that
right.
should be checked before they open that with the new zoning laws they should have ramps and accessibilities for a wheelchair, what have you.
Ramp is only one
thing.
I'm talking about totally accessible.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Just because you have a ramp doesn't mean you're totally accessible.
I'll give you an example.
No, but I'm saying, for instance, with wheelchairs, it's ramps and larger doors to get into. Of course, other accessibilities, you know, but I'm just mentioning one that we did a few years ago. But before they open the restaurants, they should make sure of this. You think they're doing that now? No.
No.
I doubt
they're only waiting.
There's no enforcement.
Yeah. No, they're only, not even only waiting for the, they'll say, oh, we're waiting for the permit. Okay. So say you get the permit now, and then you're starting to work on everything. What needs to be done is some sort of list and check absolutely everything from beginning to end, and then once you're done with that, you move on to the next thing. It should not be when you have, for example, oh, well, we didn't have some sort of list to go by. I have gotten every answer when it came to that. It should be
done
for all disabilities. Yeah, it should be done.
Most
for
of those situations.
Well, if you make a complaint, then they're going to follow up. But that's all the time.
Most of those situations will wind up in court for 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And then
that's how the money will get spent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard plenty of stories like that, so it took a longer time.
That's how the money's wasted in the court.
Of course, because I told you, they slack. They lack. The same thing with medical. You have a medical lawsuit, we'll say, for instance. Nobody likes lawsuits. They only give you 2 years. It doesn't mean some medical issues take longer than 2 years by the time. And then like something like this comes up where they have all the excuses that you can think of. Should be no statute of limits on any kind of lawsuit, and there shouldn't be any lawsuits, but, you know. And there should
there shouldn't be on certain
they don't
things.
Have other
certain
lawsuits.
Things should be understood. It should be there for everybody.
Well, some people pass on in the time that they need to get the lawsuit, you know, there. And it's really disgraceful that they wait on long until the person dies. You know?
Yeah, then they complain when they have a lawsuit. You wouldn't have had it if you made it accessible or what have you. You know,
in the first place.
Did your right job. Yeah.
But the other thing is, this is the last thing I want to say, is that if they have they're supposed to make it when you have a repair, okay, accessible.
Right.
Well, let me say, they they don't do that either. It's just like, okay, what are you doing now? What are you trying to do? And you ask. And it's like the biggest, you know, headache in the world before you get an answer, because they know that they got to do that. They know that they have to make, you know, when they make that statement or anything, when they make a repair, that they have to do that. Or if they put in something extra, they're supposed to, right? But they don't do that. No.
And it should be a reasonable amount of time.
I bet if the federal marshals went to their home and arrested them, I bet you they'd do it fast then.
Oh, yeah. And
well,
bet you they'd be on
the
case.
Time.
I bet you they'd be on the case about getting that permit right away. Oh yeah. Mhm. I don't know.
You talk about
anyway.
It.
Inner
it's like
sight.
Inhumane.
Regina, anything else? We're gonna move on for the rest of the show.
No, I was just saying it's like inhumane at this point in time.
Oh,
You know, this should have been done a long time ago and more.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you for calling in, Regina. Speak
with
you soon.
Definitely.
Okay.
Have a
good
night. Take care, Regina.
Okay.
All right, 213-816-1650, and brought to you by Able News. Here's Suzanne with the lowdown on that.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. They also have a personalist page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and also they have where you could go online and get a free subscription. And back to you, Frank. Oh, I'm sorry, one last thing. You have to go to ablenews.com and get that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Once again, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their $2,000 donation. Anybody would like to match that, we'd love to talk with you and offer you some publicity and whatever you'd like. And grateful to John Corrado and all of his crew for that donation. Inner Sight around the world searching for one town that would be willing to make itself completely accessible for all and set the example of how America should be.
Right.
Now, this is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. How is it if a person can't walk into a place and be equal and have everything the way everybody else has?
Mm-hmm.
So we
and
urge...
And we're also talking about, Frank, is all even the things that people are selling, if you want to be point blank at it, should be totally accessible. You know?
Yeah, everything. So, you know, find me a town that will unanimously vote to do that.
That's going to be
and
difficult,
then we could,
but
we
yeah.
And then we could put together a campaign and go ahead and, I mean, no telling how long it would take to do it.
Yeah, right.
But we could undoubtedly get the media to follow it, and I'll tell you another thing that would it could very well lead to a telethon.
Oh yeah.
To make the town accessible,
right.
You know, bring in the media people, and then do a telethon. You know, do a 24-hour telethon. It's endless what you can do with this
yeah.
project, and there's a great
very
need
much
for
so.
It, and it would be help. It would help. It wouldn't just help the people in that town. It would help millions of people all over this country,
oh,
disabled
yeah.
and non-disabled, because it would give out a message
mm-hmm.
that
there are
people are equal. You don't believe us? Come to our town,
yeah.
and we'll show you. You know, after it's complete, of course.
Yeah.
All right. In a site around the world, television, 7:30 tonight, Altice on the rerun. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. We sent them some old shows.
Yeah.
And let's see, tomorrow night, we got the funnies over here. All right. We're going to be goofing off tomorrow night. Laura and Hardy are going to tell you, how do you know somebody was vaccinated? Tomorrow
oh,
night.
It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, pull down your pants. Let me see. What is
what
the matter
with
you? What
are you talking about?
That's tomorrow night. Louie will be here.
Yeah, I know.
And we'll be goofing up. All right, in a site, and don't forget to sign up petitions, change.org, the one on the nursing home and the one on the service dog
mm-hmm.
situation. How do we do with the we got that stuff up on the Facebook, or is it still not up there?
Not up there yet. Tomorrow for sure.
Well, we got to get that stuff up there.
Yep, it'll be up there.
All
oh,
right.
We have lovely Maureen who wants to speak.
Oh, on the line.
Yes.
All right. Let's take another phone call on InterSight
okay.
Live.
Okay, Maureen.
Make one town accessible completely.
Okay. Yeah,
accessible.
Here she comes, Maureen.
The show tonight.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. I've missed most of the show because I've been trying to get this darn stupid phone to work, so.
I had trouble calling in myself. It has
the more,
gone
the more we,
beyond.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. The more we go ahead with technology, the more we go backwards. I'm so sick of it. You know? No, I just can't get the flashlight off, and then it's draining my battery, so I have to keep it charged all the time. But I have to go through my messages and get rid of some of them. But there's, you know, phone numbers on there I got to get too, so that's going to take a while.
What do you think of our subject tonight, Maureen?
Well, that's what I said. What is it exactly? I know accessibility for a town to have.
No, we're looking for one town in this country that would make itself completely accessible for everyone.
Yeah. Well, they should all be that way, actually.
Well, no. Yeah, but I mean, you got to start someplace.
Yeah.
You know, if we could find one.
Maybe Farmingdale might do it. You know why?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two of is
go to the town board and then
yeah.
see if they'll vote on it.
I will.
Mm.
Because
it's not only that they vote on it and they want to do it, they have to take an active role in it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say you want to do it and then, you know, drop it.
Yeah.
Right.
It has to be set up as a campaign. They have to allow us to meet and give, you know, and put our ideas out there and set it up and raise the money.
Right.
It's not just a talking thing. It's a doing.
Yeah.
Is what's going to
happen. The mere fact that we have to be doing this shows that, you know, it should have been done a long time ago, all over.
Yeah, but that's because it shows you that the ADA is no good. It doesn't work.
Right.
If it did, you wouldn't have to do this.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to go through all this.
Right.
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They would have to do it.
Right. Mm. Farmingdale has myself and Andrew, I think it's Andrew, I don't know, my mind's drawing a blank on his name, but the guy, Scott is his name. Remember Scott, who, you know, I told you about, and then he was on our show once? Well, anyway, he went to them, and he's like a little mayor in terms of the town, even though he isn't really technically the mayor. But he's in pretty good with the town, because he got hit by a car in the town or something like that. And they actually gave him a lot. But I've got to say, I'll see it when
He probably sued them.
But anyway. But they still given him. You know, so they gave him a new wheelchair. They gave him all the accessibility in his apartment. I mean, and me, too, because he told me to call the so-and-so town clerk. And they're starting to do the traffic lights. And I'm like,
Yeah, but you're talking about something different. The guy got hit by a car. He obviously got a lawyer, and they settled the kid. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a town board. Let me clarify this. I'm talking about a town board voting that they're going to make the whole town accessible, and they're going to set up a campaign to bring in the money to do it.
I know that.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about one person.
I know that. I know what
who
saying.
Got hit by a car, and they gave him everything. He's probably going to sue the ass off of them.
I know that. But listen, then what he was doing wasn't, no more was related to the town itself. He started asking them for more and more stuff. So he got more and more stuff, right? Let us try going to the same people and see what they would do further.
You got to go to the board meeting. You got to present it to the board.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking
the town
of
board.
Yeah.
See how far you get.
Yeah, I'd like to know how far we get. Because they have town board meetings, you know.
So, anyway, Inner Sight. And Maureen, how's your mom?
Well, she's doing all right. I was supposed to visit her today, but, of course, a couple of workers brought the virus in. So, next Thursday, I'm supposed to visit if all goes well and nobody else brings it in. Hopefully.
I heard tonight on the news, not to change the subject, but I heard on the news tonight that two people supposedly died from COVID on a cruise ship.
Oh, no.
Well, two people had it, I know. I didn't know that. I hadn't heard that anybody died, but that's the week before last.
Yeah, they say that they died.
I heard that
they
had
tested positive for the. That's what they say, you know. So who knows?
I don't know. I did hear a couple weeks ago two had it, but I didn't hear that. I haven't heard that anybody died, but that could be just because I didn't hear that part, you know. But I know two did have it a couple weeks ago.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of scare tactics going on now. I don't believe half the stuff they say anymore.
I don't believe either, because this variant stuff, I think that's just being told because they want to meet their goal. You know, the masked man for a while wants to meet the goal of 70% so everybody could have their cheeseburger on the 4th of July in the backyard. So I think that's why this variance is being, you know, promoted so, because they want everyone to. But I think a lot of people, because a lot of people have stopped getting it, really. A lot of people stopped at one. Some haven't gotten it.
Well, I've gone to the beach today, and some of the people were wearing their masks and some weren't. So, but it was not a really busy beach. It was one of those town beaches, which I didn't want to be at a busy beach. You know, I just wanted, and I didn't wear my mask. You know?
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to put out a, excuse me, I'm going to put out a warning now from Inner Sight. We're warning people, don't take the second dose of a vaccine. That seems to be, you know, the reports of the heart inflammation from the second dose of whatever vendor you're dealing with. The second dose seems to be very dangerous. Don't do it.
No.
That's from Inner Sight.
No.
All
right,
around the world.
I wouldn't. I was going to say something else about it, and I forget what it was. Oh, the governor ended all the mandates that were put in when this first started. He ended them today, and it was just something about wearing them on mass transit, the masks, and in like the nursing homes and stuff. Do you know anything else about what? Well, they said New Yorkers would still be wearing the mask because a lot of people are stupid, number one. Got to agree with them there. And a lot of people, you know, are still afraid. And so,
you still have to wear it on the public transit.
Yes, the public transit and the nursing homes, of course. But what about what about stores? They have the option, because the ball fields are open.
If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear it.
But what about, because he ended all the mandates today, so do you have to wear it at the stadium?
Well, that's
not
the other stuff, the distance and the, you know, whatever else.
The way.
Connecting with that.
We're
getting off the subject.
But is that gone now? They mixed
some
up everybody,
yes,
so too, because nobody knows half of what's what.
Depends on the place.
Yeah.
You know, some of them can still ask you to do it. That doesn't mean you have to. But.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because the whole thing is
depends
so much stuff.
Place.
So. All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right, Frank, was I supposed to get an interview from somebody today?
What?
Well, no. The person from the newspaper.
No, explain that. I spoke to the reporter. They're going to talk about the nursing home, but the theme of the article is going to be the ADA.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. All right.
Let them do what they want.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
we'll
I just didn't know if I was supposed to do it. Okay, because with my phone,
I
didn't
told
know
him that the ADA doesn't protect. I told him the ADA doesn't protect people who are in nursing homes, too.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So,
I just didn't know if I was getting in. I missed it because with this phone, it's, you know.
No, no.
Okay.
All right. Inner
All right,
Sight.
Guys.
Thank you,
okay,
Maureen.
Thank you. Thank okay.
You.
Good
be well.
Good night.
And,
you too. Well, both of you. Both of you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Okay.
Get mom right. out.
Bye bye. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Right.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, take care,
Mom. All right, Inner Sight,
you
yes. You know, there's a saying in the Bible, back in the book of Genesis, back in the days of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, I remember.
And Lot was told by the Lord, if you can find 8 people, I'll save the city. You know? So find me a town board where we can save the city and make it accessible for the disabled.
That's
for
right.
everyone. Make it for everyone. It's already there for most.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We got to find the right people, the right town. It could be anywhere. Any small town. Doesn't have to be a big municipality.
Right.
You know, let it be a small town and get the publicity.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we had the money, we could travel around and try to find a place like that. But you got to have money for that. We don't have that kind of funding, you know. Put it out on the Facebook, on the internet, you know, that we can do. Put it here on the show, tell it to the news media. But the finding of it is the key. And it has to be all-inclusive. Everybody has to be with it.
Right.
I mean, just think of it. Look at the people that could help. Mm-hmm. The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
The local...
Even the carpenters and the electricians and all of that.
Well, that's the job part. I'm talking about the volunteer people.
Mm-hmm.
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the high school kids,
mm-hmm.
you know? The local high school, the every place that does work for the disabled,
yeah.
you know, whatever offices they have can all be enhanced and part of this, you know. And it would really, and you could probably get, they could probably apply for grants from the government, since the whole town would be involved. You could get grants for certain things. The whole thing would have to be in an organized fashion with one purpose, you know,
definitely.
To make everything so everybody could read it. You'd have to bring in scanners. You'd get scanners. Part of it could be to give everybody one of those phones that reads things.
Right.
You know, you could probably get Apple to donate that stuff. You do something like this, I'll bet you they would donate it.
Yeah.
For a write-off. It's endless mm-hmm. what you can do with this. You can attract celebrities to come in. You know,
Once you get it publicized, give
a show, give a concert.
Right.
You know, you can attract shows like Good Morning America and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But people have to be willing to do it. They have to understand why it's being done. So there you have it. That's an inner sight dream, and it would lead to bigger and beautiful things.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? Because the attention would be gotten, you know, that in other words, the story could go, why didn't the ADA do this? And then that would all come out.
Yeah.
We did this without the Americans with Disability Act.
That's right.
Because it needs to be strengthened. There needs to be enforcement.
Now you got it.
You know? So that's what it could lead to, and what we would point it to, you know. And you know, you'd have to have a committee, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Of people dedicated, understanding what's going on. You know. Now, when you make one place, one dwelling accessible, let's take a restaurant, for instance. You make that one place accessible, then all the others can come and see how it's done and follow. They don't have to figure out you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? It would be there. You just go in and you see how it's done, how they did it. That's how you can do it. Use that as your model, you know?
Right.
And undoubtedly, there would be a lot of pictures in the local paper of all that stuff, you know. Well, that's what's needed. It's one of the things that's needed in this great, great America, you know, where people are supposed to be equal.
Opposite of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. You know, and who will step up and do this?
I hope a lot of people do.
Who will take on the challenge? Who will welcome the publicity and the fundraising? You know? And, you know, the town should benefit greatly from this.
They will, because what's happening, if you have that going up and people are seeing it and going from, oh, you're the town that's fully accessible? Oh, wow, I saw that on Good Morning America or whatever. That will bring...
Oh, yeah, and then everybody would want to go and visit. Look at the tourism. Look at the money the town will make.
Yeah.
They could set up a tour. Come and see how it's done. Come and see how every town should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, what an attraction.
Yeah.
So, that's what Inner Sight proposes.
Yeah.
I wish we had the money to do it.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's all about funding. There are people out there who do have the money to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see them step up and do it.
That's right.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in or give us your opinion? What do you think?
Yeah.
Think it's a good idea, bad idea? Or, you know, we're open for opinions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Now, next week is... When's the 4th of July? Next...
next week.
Thursday, Friday, the 4th of July is on Sunday. They're probably going to celebrate it on Monday, right?
Probably. Or maybe through the weekend. And then they'll just have one day off on the Monday.
Yeah, so...
Depends.
We have to come up with a 4th of July show.
Yeah, we will.
Maybe for next Thursday we'll figure
something
out. All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the funnies. Laura and Hardy will tell you how you know somebody took the vaccine. Tomorrow night, don't miss it. This could be the most important moment of your life.
That's
tomorrow night on Inner Sight. All right, thank you. And the biting buzzard will be here.
All right.
Yeah. Suzanne, co-host engineer, we thank everybody for listening, all our friends. Once again, match our $2,000 donation. And get a prize. We're not going to tell you what it is.
Uh-oh.
Or get a surprise.
Maybe the surprise might be.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Phone number, innersight.info.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the website. Check us out. Bill's doing a great job.
Oh, yes, he is.
With that website. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.